Tim will be speaking at the Howell Chamber of Commerce on Tuesday at 7:30 out in Howell at the Johnson Center in at Cleary University. Tim, how are you?
Good, Tony.
How much speaking do you do?
How much what?
Do you give a lot of speeches and travel around the state quite a bit?
Yeah, a ton of it. Ton of it. It's actually one of the fun things in addition to the other fun stuff that I get to do because you get to talk to real people. I was in Port Huron last night, did a town hall meeting there.
Let's talk about the state budget. As you know, I have more than 15 years of experience as a sports and entertainment writer and broadcaster. But as I've told you many times, politics is much more fun. It's much more of a game, and it's much more interesting. And to see this Sunday liquor sales bill go from 8 pages as it was passed in the House of Representatives to a whopping 52 pages.
58, actually. Who's counting, right? Well, I talked to the governor about it yesterday, and she described them as, quote, last-minute technicalities, which is code for, man, this thing just got piled up with a whole bunch of stuff. She has not literally gotten the bill yet on her desk, but her office is reviewing it online. And reading between the lines yesterday, I think she's going to veto this and send it back to them, but she did it with the caveat that she doesn't want to kill the concept because she supports the concept. She would veto it, send it back. They take out the stuff that she has problems with, they send it back to her, and voila, we get Sunday liquor sales at 7 a.m.
Tim, would these state senators who added all in all these pages, if they were exposed, if you will, if their names and what they wanted on this bill were exposed and they didn't really seem to benefit the state, would they be embarrassed about that?
Well, no, I don't think so, because look, at sometimes in the 11th hour of the legislative session, stuff gets done and it doesn't look very nice. But some of this had to do with liquor sales at community colleges. Some of it had to do with Christmas sales and other items that are in there. And the governor has a right to review those and take a look at them. But she is four square behind the concept. In fact, she said some of the laws that we've had, such as the noon liquor sales and no sales on Christmas, are basically antiquated and that the individuals ought to be given the choice on what they want to do. So I think at the end of the day, even though it was messy and a lot of stuff was added, I think we will eventually have that. It just, the governor has, I think, a couple of weeks now to decide this thing one way or the other.
Tim, a judge has decided to give more than 15,000 its raises back. Now, of course, that's probably going to be fought in the courts. But what happens should those managers for the state get those monies? That's about $45 million. Where are we going to make up the difference?
Well, they're probably going to start by taxing radio talk show hosts because there's a bundle of money there, don't you think? they have to find it, okay? The administrative law judge said the state has to pay that 3% raise. My guess is, and I think you're right, that it'll probably end up in the courts. But at the end of the day, if the state has to find $45 million, it will find $45 million some way or other.
I also wanted to talk to you about the debates. For the entire campaign leading back to the primaries, we had all the candidates on every week. We really wanted to keep up with that and give our listeners the opportunity to learn more about the candidates. Well, Rick Snyder is kind of gone into hiding, not only for this program, but I recently spent some time talking with some other media folks. Is it your sense he's kind of laying low here before the debate?
Well, he's got a joint appearance with Mr. Bonero tomorrow in Detroit that we will be covering for TV6 and for Channel 2 in Detroit. It is billed as a joint appearance, not a debate. They'll take questions from a live audience of business folks, and they will both have the same question. And I suppose there could be an exchange, but so that's coming up tomorrow, and then of course they have that thing on Sunday. When Snyder has been out, he has been available. He did the WKAR radio call-in earlier last Friday, I think it was. You get life in the bubble. You forget what day it is. And he was accessible afterwards. He took questions, and I walked with him out to the car. He just doesn't do a lot of this stuff because it's not in his comfort zone. But, you know, they'll have that event tomorrow and then another one on Sunday.
Does that have to eventually work into his comfort zone, or can you be a politician and just not be comfortable talking to the media?
Tony, he's not a politician. Haven't you read that somewhere about him? He's a non-career politician. Next question. He'll get more comfortable at it. Actually, he's not too bad. But you know what? Both he and Bonero have a problem. They lack specifics. These guys love to talk in general terms. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. But when you try to pin them down, it's like trying to nail Jell-O. It's just impossible. And Bonero had the same problem this week. He's going around beating up on Snyder for having, quote, thin gruel in his plan. And so I asked him, I said, well, what's your plan for the Michigan business tax? Well, don't have it. I'm going to work with business on that. To which I said, don't the voters have a right to know what your plan is before they vote for you? Well, that's a good question, he said. What's your tax rate going to be? Don't know. Working on it. I mean, both these guys are guilty of not giving specifics, and I understand that, because if you get specifics, then you can be criticized for the specifics.
And are we going to allow that as voters or as people trying to decide where we're going to vote?
I don't think the people give a hoot of whether they see specifics or not. How's that for being just really pessimistic?
Jeez, I'll say. Well, talking about the debates, I want you to plug your after-debate party, if you will.
Well, actually, we got a couple of things, if I may plug away here. Shameless self-promotion. We're doing the Secretary of State debate that we tape on Friday. This will be their only televised debate between Jocelyn Benson, the Democrat, Ruth Johnson, the Republican. And then after the public TV debate on Sunday from 7 to 8, we'll be on with analysis after the debate for a half hour. And so we invite people to, as a civic responsibility, to stop watching football long enough to watch a little politics on Sunday.
Tim, I'm undecided who I'm going to vote for governor. Mm-hmm. I need to learn more about both candidates, even though I know a little bit more about Virg Bonero and what he has done here in Lansing.
Sure.
But I find myself the last 10 years or so voting for the lesser of an evil as opposed to getting behind mm-hmm. somebody. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to know what your take was on what you think Michigan voters feel. Do they feel the same way, or do they have a guy that they're getting behind?
Well, I have not felt any passion yet from the voters on either of these guys. I go back to the first Granholm campaign. As you were in the bubble in that, you felt an enthusiasm. You felt a feeling.
We were going to be blown away.
Well, she didn't use that line yet. Okay, that came later on. But there was an enthusiasm there that I don't feel with these two guys out there. Now, people will obviously vote, and they will feel passionate about it, but I just don't sense that either of these guys have tapped into that vein that answers this question. And here's my question to voters. Would you go out in a blizzard and vote for candidate X? And if the answer is yes, then the candidate has connected. If the answer is, I think I'll leave the car in the garage, then they haven't. I feel right now a lot of cars are in the garage.
Well, I'll go out in a blizzard and vote, but I'm going to vote just to vote. I just don't know who I'm going to vote for.
Yeah, well, good for you. I'm glad you're going to do that, man.
All right, what's coming up on Channel 6?
We have a piece tonight on the MSU trustees debate that we did between Colleen McNamara and Brian Breslin, the son of Jack Breslin, Mitch Lyons, a former football player, and Dennis Denno. They had a very good exchange and broke some new ground on issues such as benefits for same-sex partners at the university, tuition increases, and should the president of the university be term limited? I think it's a pretty good little
That's
piece.
That's been pretty feisty. I know Mitch Lyons is well connected politically for this, but does anybody really care about what they think about issues? I mean, they're just trustees.
excuse me. I've got a little bit of a cold here. What people think is that only people in East Lansing get to vote for the MSU Board of Trustees, mm-hmm. and it's a statewide post. But people should care, which gets back to my earlier point that I think just nobody's really enthusiastic about this election yet.
All right. Well, you have to get us fired up.
I don't think that's my job. My job is to give them the information. If they choose to get fired up, be my guest.
All right. You can catch Tim Skubick's reports on Channel 6. He'll have one tonight. Also, you can go to his blog at the Oakland Press. Thanks, Tim.
Hey, Tony, have a good one, man.